I bet the elephants with a cough though.
They're little, they've got such great mouths and their tongues. Animals' tongues are hilarious. You ever seen a tortoise's tongue?
I've seen a lot of the tortoise,
so
but not its
pink.
Tongue.
They're so pink and they're exactly like a human's tongue, and they're such a tortoise. And they yawn. Tortoises yawn, and their eyes close when they yawn like a person. And their mouths open. These kind of gummy mouths. They've got a terrible bite, a very fierce bite. But they go. And then there's this tongue, which is an exact replica of a human tongue in there. It's so pink. Tortoises' tongues, elephants' tongues are pretty good because they're always kind of doing. That, you know, wiping some kind of bum, but a tortoise's tongue.
Humanoid.
It's like a little tiny miniature.
Condemned to a tortoise's
but
body.
The rest of the tortoise is such poor colours, and yet the tongue is so vivid and human. And there's any need for it, but it's a wonderful thing. And if anyone wants to ring in and say, yeah, that'll always cheer you up. I know the Brits have been dominating everything this week, but if BBC wanted to steal a few viewers from that, it should have just said half an hour of animals' tongues. They're just fantastic. That's the thing the butterfly has on the front of it that coils up like a spring.
Proboscis.
Yes, it's nose, isn't it? Maybe I'm just going nuts, but that is a fantastic thing as well, isn't it? And when they sneeze, it goes.
They don't sneeze, do they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Because isn't that the Zen thing about when a butterfly sneezes, it causes a hurricane in Taiwan?
I have heard that said.
Yeah, I have no idea what it means, but.